strength of the nail.
Iron pussy.
Welcome to Free Flow, a podcast by She Period, where we freely discuss topics about and around menstruation. Everyone is welcome to listen and join a conversation. I'm Livia, your host, and today we'll be talking about birth control pills and periods. Right after that, Femcy App will be coming in with Lost in Menstruation, bringing in some data and information on menstrual health. Stay tuned until the last drop when me, Livia, will come back with What's Good, a bonus section with some fine tips. Let's get our flow on. Hello, everyone. On Free Flow Podcast today, we have Mariana Campos, head chef of Butcher's Wife, a Singapore restaurant. She's a new friend of the podcast, and we talked about so many different methods of birth control. So if you're interested in finding out firsthand experiences, share with us in the comments and join the conversation.
Hi, Livia. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited. We had a little talk before, and I just can't wait to share with everyone all the stuff you talked about. It was so nice. You were so natural, and you had... Oh my God, you really tried almost every method out there, I think, no?
So, yeah, some of them.
So today, just to share again, we're going to be talking about the pill birth control, IUD, NuvaRing, the copper IUD, and the hormone IUD. And there's a lot of stigma and myths around it. So just disclaimer, we are not doctors. We do not recommend any specific methods that we're going to be discussing today. We have experiences, we have friends. That's usually how is the best way to find out. It's just that we talk to each other and that we share these experiences. So if you're ever scared of any of these, hang around with us as we talked about them. So maybe we can go over when you begin and why you start taking any kind of birth control.
I started because of the treatment. For my skin, for my oily skin, I was taking Roaccutane, so I didn't know by the time, but when you take those pills to treat the acne, you need to take birth control pills because those can result in not well-developed babies. So I started to take the pills when I was 14 to 15 years old, so quite young. Then it was until I was like 24. Years old, yeah, so like almost 10 years, and then I decided to change for something else.
You just stayed on the pill after the treatment as well for no reason, or did the doctors tell you, like, hey, Mariana, since you started, you should stay on? How did the...
I think it was an easier way, and by the time I didn't have a lot of knowledge about all the other methods that are there, so I was like, okay, I'll just continue with the easier and traditional way.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, when I went to my doctor, I just asked because everyone I knew, like most of my friends, were taking it. And I was like, maybe I should get on it too. I wasn't even sexually active at all. I didn't even have much cramps or pain or anything. But I was like, is this something women have to take? You know, like you start your period, you try pads. You try tampons, now I'm on the pill. I guess it was that part of the package. And then he gave me something, like never told me anything. Like, what does it do? What is it for? He was just like, okay, here, take one. But I didn't last 1 month. I just couldn't remember to take it. I skip all the time. I was like, should I take two? I was trying to mix and match. And I was like, I don't think this is for me. And then I just... never got back on the pill. I just couldn't do it. Oh my God. So 10 years on the pill. And you really didn't feel anything. You didn't feel any change when you were younger.
I was having less period, like less blood. And then my cramps was also better. But I gained weight. I gained breasts. And I didn't know why. I thought it was like, okay, I'm 18 now. I'm a woman. But no, it was the pills. Think that when you're that young and you go for a doctor, you don't know what's going on, you have a lot of things in your head. I don't know, it's weird. So I was like, okay, I'll just continue with that one. It was it's worrying me a lot to change right away.
Did you change pills throughout, or was 10 years the same brand in the same pace, no interruption? Just so we know the history here.
I changed it. Yeah, I was gaining weight. But yeah, I changed, I think, 2 times for like lower doses.
Yeah, okay. So you were sexually active, bringing some fun into your life, making those pills work for their money. And did you ever got any scare while you were on the pill or anything?
Not really. Nope.
Any little...
No.
No. Good job, pills. Okay. Why did you decide to change?
I think it was the same reason as you, like, need to take those every day at the same time of the day, and then you forget. Then I heard about the rings, the ring, and then I was like, why not? So I only need to remember to put on the first day. So it's like, okay, it's easier. I just put an alarm in my phone, it'll be okay.
How did you hear about the ring? Like, I only heard it when a roommate of mine told me that she was on the ring, but I've never heard it, never seen it. Like, I was just so surprised that it doesn't even exist. Like, the same way you hear about the in-skin implant, you're like, what? They're doing this? I had no idea. There's a patch, which is a sticker that is also a birth control, and a friend of mine had it, and it was just so freaky to me, the concept that you can put a sticker and it will be a birth control. So the ring, would you describe it to us? Because I think a lot of people never seen it or heard about it. Like, if you don't mind, what does it look like, feel, smell? How big is it? Where does it go?
I sit down with my gynecologist and I said, I want to know about all things that are going on in the market. What is the birth control methods that we have now? I want to choose.
So who told you about the ring? Was it a friend or a doctor?
No, a gynecologist, yeah. She told me about this, and I was like, wow, a ring that you put inside, how much is the ring? Is it a ring, like, put in your finger? She explained to me, you know, all the doctors, they have the plastic pussy that they show you how to put the things inside. And then she was like, no, it's very easy.
So is it like a... like malleable? Does it fold or is it kind of rigid?
Yeah, it's like a silicone.
Kind of like a menstrual disc?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah, you can fold, no problem. So it's quite easy to put, but sometimes it's not that easy to take off.
Okay, so it's like a transparent silicone ring. So there is no, it's not like a condom, right? There's no end. It's literally a ring. And you fold it and you put it up in there and then you forget about it for 21 days. Do you feel it when you're walking around?
If you put it well, you won't feel it when you're walking around, and you won't feel it during sex relations. So.
And what does the ring do? How does it work?
It's releasing hormones for 21 days. Then you need to take off to get your period. During 1 week, you don't have anything. And then at the end of the 7th day, you put again.
The same one or a different one?
A different one.
A different one. Okay.
Something really important that I remember now. You need to put it in the fridge.
That's what I was gonna ask. It comes in a package. It looks like a face mask, I would say. So if you leave your skincare in your fridge, it's gonna blend in just fine. And how long did you use the ring for? Do you remember?
4 years.
Ah, okay. So it was pretty comfortable. You felt really good with it.
Yeah. And then I decided to change it when it broke inside of me.
Como? What? Sorry, what? It broke inside of you.
Yeah, I know this is not...
Were you doing something with a little someone, or no?
I was walking around Pisa in Italy when I felt like, oh shit, something happened. But I went to see the doctor and they say, yeah, this is not common to see, but it's not rare. There's no explanation since it just happened. And maybe... this is your body saying that the ring is not for you. But anyway, it worked for 4 years, so I think the ring got tired of me. I don't want anymore, take me out.
I'm gonna just, you know what? Bang! Break it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's some strength up in there.
Iron pussy, I have an iron pussy.
Are you looking to get new products? You know when they ask you a rhetorical question, there's a promo code included as well. So why not? We're doing the same. We are a real podcast. Let's go. I got a new deal for you, and this is outside of what's good, so it's a bonus tip. Everyone listening to this podcast gets to share or use a coupon on SheePeriod.com. Okay, so head over to SheePeriod.com, check out what you want. We got menstrual discs, lubricants, sterilizer case. This was my favorite. It's just so easy to carry around everywhere. Choose your favorite products, put it in the cart. Code, free flow, all together, no spaces. Boom, $10 discount. This is, we're talking Singapore dollars over here. This is for everyone. One time use only. Don't get greedy. And it goes all the way until July 31st, 2022. Choose your faves and get a discount. Free flow on SheePeriod.com. That's, wow. More power to you. Very impressive. Nuva, if you're on the line, you better figure that out. So, Nuva Ring broke, and now you're looking for a new method to manage your period pains, to manage your skin, and also to avoid pregnancy for now.
Like, why not I try something with no hormones to see how my body will react? I wanted to try something more natural. Not that the thing inside of you made of copper, it seems very natural, but it's like at least this.
Very good point right there, because like I heard so many things about the copper IUD. I think back in the day, it was a bit more, not so many good arguments. And then later on, it was kind of like it had a comeback and a little glow up. And everyone was like, oh my God, the copper, there is no hormones. It's a, you know, one-time application and then it stays years inside of you. You get no periods almost. Everything is amazing. Yay. But, you know, it's still a very invasive procedure. The way that you put it in. Oh my God, Mariana, I'm not going to show the video, but the other day I saw on TikTok what they actually do to your cervix to hold it in place to insert the IUD. Oh my God. It's okay. Go on TikTok and put cervix IUD. I'm not going to describe it anymore because, you know, trigger warning. But when they say you're going to feel a pinch, they are literally piercing you. It's crazy. So I had the IUD, not the copper one. So I'm going to wait for you to tell how was your experience with the copper one. My friend loved it. Weird beginning. And then we can get into this in a bit. But she loved it. But how was it for you? Going all natural with copper. Sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah. So by that time, I was living in France. I was like, okay, I need to go for a gynecologist. Then voila, we did it. Then it was like, the sensation was very, 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 very weird. Something is pinching you in a place that you didn't know that there is in your body.
I'm so glad you described it like that because I share the same feelings. It was like experiencing a new place in your body. You really feel that your body has a middle. Like, until then, I knew I had like my chest and my back. And my shoulders and my feet, you know? And now there's a feeling in there, in the middle. And it wasn't a good feeling. It was not a good feeling. If you're looking to put something like this on the IUD, we don't want to deter you, but expect, one, for the doctor to think you're exaggerating, okay? Because they're all gonna say, it's just a pinch, hang in there, and you're feeling the craziest feeling you ever felt before. And watch the TikTok video. Just look up cervix IUD and then you're gonna see why she was saying what she was saying. It's pure gaslight, babes. She's gatekeeping, she's girl bossing, and she's gaslighting the house down boots. Okay, mama. Oh my God. New body insecurity unlocked during my insertion process. I go to the doctor. I put in one that is called JADES. So it's 3 years is less. And it is with hormones because she recommended me, I could choose between Mirena, 5 years, or Jada's 3 years. And I was like, let's go three. Okay, so she's in there, right? She got the guns out. She's stabbing and poking and stabbing and poking. And then it does not go in. She get one nurse. She get two nurses. There's three women poking me to get the thing in. And I'm like, is everything okay? And she's like, well, we might need to try another day because you have a bent cervix. And I'm like, what does this mean? And she said, it means that I need three people and it's not going in. So and now I'm walking around and I'm thinking there's like, I have a bent cervix and I don't know what that means to this day. To this day, I don't know what that means. But great. Thanks, doctor. Like, they finally, they did manage to put it in one go. But
so you put that date?
I did. And I kept it for 2 years because I started gaining weight. And I thought it was the IUD. Turns out, I was just eating a lot. It was not the IUD.
Let's put the blame on something.
I really was hoping for like, oh my God, I'm going to get so skinny when I take this off. And the thing only weighs 100 grams, so no, I didn't.
Shit.
It was not, so I needed to find something else to blame. I blame Germany as a whole. Oh my God. So the doctor, she put it in your copper IUD. And how did you feel after?
Very painful, but she was like, it should last one to two days. You take like some paracetamol. She was like, you need to be patient. It's anyways, it's something that your body is not recognizing right away. Give it 3 months. If in 3 months it's not working, your body is rejecting it. So after 3 months, it was quite okay. But during the period, my blood flow was like hell. 3 times what I used to have it. And it was very long. It was like 5 days. But anyway, I hang in the for 2 years.
Oh my God, you were really brave, you know, for hanging in there for 2 years.
Because it's expensive to put. I realized that it's also expensive to take it out. So I decided to go back to pills. I finally found a very good gynecologist. She gave me, they call it now mini pills. It's like a low dose, and then
okay, here I found one that says contains the hormone progestin. Unlike combination birth control pills, the mini pill, also known as progestin-only pill, does not contain estrogen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's say it's less like aggressive to the body. And like 3 months, it's $80. It's working quite well. My cramps disappear. I take it every day. It's an everyday pill. You don't like have breaks. You take every day.
Yeah. It says to take every day in the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. So. 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
You take when you take it.
I take when I go to bed. In the weekdays, it's midnight. In the weekends, okay. 2 a.m. That's still okay. I'm still surviving. All good. But anyways, it's working. My period is almost none. I don't know if it's a good thing.
Is it a continuous thing you have to take every single day or you have to stop?
Every single day.
No break.
Oh, what they do now, I didn't know. Great. It's because of this break thing, people, they forget. There's 7 pills inside. They are like nothing. They're like starch. I don't know how to say it.
It's the placebo pill that doesn't do anything, just so you keep the physical habit.
Yeah, so they like figure it out that if you have the habit of taking every day, it's easier. But then 7 days, there's no hormones inside, nothing. But yeah, that's it for now. It's not the ideal, but it's okay. I'm like, I want to have kids soon in like 2 to 3 years. And then, yeah, both me and my husband, we are chefs. So we have like crazy life and lifestyle is crazy. And a lot of my friends, they use the traditional like agenda and they mark when they are in the...
Okay, so they do the, how do we call this in English? We know the word in Portuguese. But basically, you keep track of your fertile days, and you can use that either to get pregnant or to avoid any pregnancies.
Yes.
So you don't need to use any physical contraceptive, but you use just your body timing as a contraceptive.
Yeah.
It's very, very risky. It's a lot of uncertain bets. Okay, there's But there is even support for that. So if you want to do properly, I think you can find online how to purchase the... It's kind of like a pregnancy test, but for fertility, just to see if you're on a fertile period. So if, for example, you that have been on, you know, physical contraceptives for a really long time, you can get these fertility strips so you can start your scheduling thing where you know, okay, this is actually fertile day, ta-da-da. Instead of counting by your period days, you can count by your fertile days.
Okay.
But yeah, I do not recommend this method if you have irregular periods and you really do not want to get pregnant. If you kind of want to avoid it, but would be happily surprised, then go for it. But if you would be, your life would be destroyed, do not do this. Please use more than one method, okay? Yeah. But I had a friend that she stopped taking the pill, and then in the second month, she got pregnant already. She was like, wow, that was her goal, was to be pregnant. But the annoying thing is that instead of her husband being like, oh, wow, your body is amazing, he was like, wow, my sperm is so powerful. And I was like, sir, how dare you to take this as like, oh, wow. My sperm is so powerful that in just 2 months, like, I managed to impregnate. I was like, you only had something to impregnate because she recovered really fast. Like, well, so you really tried every single thing out there, basically, except the implant, the sticker, injections, right? What other methods are there that we know? Just a male contraceptive. The patch, we talked about the patch. I remember that I had a friend that did that one. I wouldn't be able to because the other day I got a bruise and I put Band-Aid around it, the aqua protection. And now I have a bruise around the bruise because I have a sticker allergy apparently. After the IUD, now I'm just making him do stuff. I want my husband to get a vasectomy. Every time I see a horrifying video about IUDs and something, I show him. And I'm like, look, this is why it hurts. And he's like, oh, wow. I was like, you do something.
But did you see there is something that is coming, I think, in the next 2 years that it's working for men? It's a machine. It's an X-ray.
Wait, what? Talk about it. X-ray.
Not X-ray.
I saw the one where you kind of cook the balls for a little bit and then it stays infertile for 2 weeks.
It's
German developed.
Yeah.
Where it looks like a little ball.
Yeah.
And you put water and then you dunk your nuts and it does something to it.
Yeah, make the spermatozoids. Weaker. I showed my husband already. Okay, sorry, when this one is in Amazon, please be the first one to buy it.
Pre-order right now.
Yeah, right now.
So thank you so much, Mariana. If anybody is in Singapore, stop by Butcher's Wife to have a lovely meal. If you use the discount code FREEFLOW, you get no discount, but it would be really funny if you said something.
That's for sure.
Thank you so much for coming by. I learned so much.
Thank you so much. It was so fun.
We like chatting, but we also like facts. Information is power, but it can be overwhelming. We are collaborating with FEMSI, an app that informs and assists all menstruating bodies with their monthly experience. And today we have their specialists here sharing some data and myth busting. So let's get started with loss in menstruation.
Welcome to Lost in Menstruation. I'm your FEMSI specialist. Hormonal birth control has always been controversial. Are they the symbol of female liberation, or are they putting the burden of contraception solely on female bodies? Are they good for you or bad for you? The truth, like most things, lies somewhere in the middle, and just like most things, there is no one-size-fits-all. It depends on your body's needs, your age, your genetics, and many other factors. That's one of the reasons why hormonal birth control is generally prescribed by a doctor. There are different types of birth control pills. All of them support contraceptive and hormonal balance, but they can achieve this in different ways. They can suppress your ovulation and make sure no egg is released at all, or they can prevent eggs from being released by the ovaries. They can change the thickness of the cervical mucus so that sperm can't easily pass through. There are different types based on the hormones they contain. Combination pills contain both estrogen and progestin, and these combination pills vary. They can be monophasic, which means every day is the same hormonally, or they can be multiphasic. The pills create different levels of the hormones to mimic a natural cycle. There are even extended cycle pills. You stay on the hormonal pills for 3 months, and then you take a placebo for a week. This way, you only bleed once every 3 months. Another type is known as the progesterone-only mini pill. It contains progesterone and doesn't alter your body's natural estrogen levels. The effect on periods can vary. Some menstruators continue to have regular, normal periods. Some have irregular periods, others have infrequent periods, and some have no periods at all. There are a lot of pros and cons of birth control. Let's talk about its benefits. Hormonal birth control is often prescribed in the case of irregular periods. Why? The uterus lining sheds every month only when ovulation occurs. So if ovulation isn't occurring, the uterus lining isn't completely shed. But it's very important to completely shed the uterus lining every month, or at least once every 2 months. Otherwise, it can increase the likelihood of abnormalities in cells. Birth control pills can ensure that even if you have hormonal imbalances, it won't cause, or will at least minimize, long-term damage to your health. This brings us to the next benefit. Birth control pills have been shown to reduce the risk of endometrial and ovarian cancers. They can decrease the risk of these cancers occurring as a result of hormonal fluctuations, especially during menopause. There are a number of conditions linked to abnormal growth of the uterus lining, such as endometriosis. It's very important to control it because the additions and scar tissue can cause irreversible damage to the reproductive system, even irreversible infertility. So if you have extremely painful periods or pain at times when you are not on your period, please go to your doctor and get a consultation. In some cases, a short course of birth control pills has actually been known to reset the hormone system and bring it back into balance. And obviously, for birth control, it is a safe and effective method. And here are the cons. Hormonal birth control has been linked to an increase of headaches and migraines. Weight gain can be a possible side effect. It can lower your sex drive, and it can cause vaginal dryness. Combination pills have been known to increase the risk for cardiovascular disease or slightly increase the risk for breast cancer in the future. There has been some research that has connected birth control pills with a thickening of the cornea in the eyes. This doesn't mean that you have a higher risk of eye disease, but it may mean that your contact lenses don't fit as comfortably. They can cause depression and depletion of key nutrients in your body. So if you're on birth control pills for an extended period of time, it may be great to ask your doctor about getting the right kind of vitamin supplement in order to support your body's nutritional needs. Lastly, you'll lose a valuable vital sign from your body because birth control suppresses your normal hormone cycles. These hormone cycles are an indication of your body's well-being. As a conclusion, we can say that everyone is different. And every menstruator must be able to decide what's best to their own body by evaluating all the information with their doctor. If you want to know more about menstrual cycle, make sure to download FEMCY app, F-E-M-C-Y. FEMCY is available for download on Google Play in India, Singapore, Philippines, and UK. Soon it'll be coming to iOS. See you next episode.
That was Lost in Menstruation, a collaboration between She Period and FEMCY app, empowering menstruators by sharing information and busting period myths. Now let's get back to our regular schedule. Oh my God, girl, you're still here? You're still listening? Let's get into what's good. The section where we share fun tips and treat you real good. So what's good today? Today we're gonna get down with the actual practical tips, okay? How do we wash off blood stains from shorts or seats, you know, upholstered seats, dry or wet? Okay, there is a difference if it's dry or wet. So to start treating a wet stain, a lot of times, water and soap would help. Make sure to use cold water because warm or hot water will cook up and change the proteins and enzymes that are in your blood, which will make it harder to wash it off. If you have more time to find a product, I highly recommend hydrogen peroxide. Google and translate to your own language. It is a chemical, but it's not harsh. It does not make fumes. It doesn't eat fabric. It doesn't stain. It's just going to help you to get off the blood marks, okay? For today, we're going to take a blood stain that has been dry for a bit, and we're going to directly pour the hydrogen peroxide on top, and then you're going to immediately see some foaming action. Not like soap, but just like a chemical reaction. Don't worry, it's not corroding your fabric. It's just eating away and changing the proteins and enzymes of the blood stain. And with a second cloth that you can also stain and wash, you're going to soak up that blood that now is wet, and you're going to rub it a little bit. And you can keep using until the stain is all removed. I've used this in chairs and bedding as well for mattresses. The thing is, the fresher the stain is, the easiest it is to remove. And again, try to wash it cold whenever you have a blood stain. And there's also blood stain removers, which I also recommend if they work. But hydrogen peroxide is a very versatile cleaning chemical that you can have in your home. It's not dangerous, it's not toxic. So far, it has worked with me for white mattresses, someone's chair, that, you know, sometimes you leave a little stamp, a little love kiss, a little red tear here and there. It happens. There's no need to feel embarrassed. There's no need to feel ashamed. And now you know what to use to get it off. Hydrogen peroxide. Straight up, take it all off. Okay? Now, I want to talk about a new series that's coming up. I have no clue what's going to look like, but it's Shondaland. So if it's Shondaland, you got my interest immediately. Shonda Rhimes, goddess, iconic, okay? And she's going to be writing about, I don't know who this girl is, but she girl bossed, gatekeep, and gaslighted the shit out of a bunch of rich people. So apparently this Anna person, which I'm assuming is the real name, this is a bit of a niche Instagram thing. She was like a fake socialite, and she committed some crimes, which I'll be hearing about it on the series, and I will watch as a documentary, even though they never are, but I don't care. I don't remember this girl, but I remember the photos of her in the courtroom looking very regretful with some glasses trying to look serious. Let's see what she did. You know, maybe next time that I scam someone, I'm going to get Emma Watson or a Netflix series. Let's see. It's not the same story as Bling Ring. This is a different girl and less celebrities and more just socialites. So let's see what Shondaland did with that and when it will be coming out. It also has that actress that was in My Girl. I'm going to be revealing my age here. It was this movie from the 90s with this cute little blonde girl and Macaulay Culkin and their glasses and bees. And I'm not going to give any more spoilers. Anyways, that girl, the blonde girl, she's grown up and she's in Shondaland. New year, new series. So let's check out if it's good. Thank you for listening to Free Flow Podcast by She Period. And remember, menstruation is not a synonym of shame, it's a symbol of empowerment. Go to sheperiod.com for some fine menstrual products and follow us on Instagram at @trysheperiod. Let's continue talking. Share your stories with the world. We want to hear it. I'm your host, Livia, and that was all for today. Thank you again and see you next episode.